And this is the interactive portion of the program where you get to chat with Dr. Joel Wallach about your situation, your health conditions. And, of course, the website is criticalhealthnews.com. The toll-free number is 1-855-949-7234. And welcome back to Coast to Coast, back with Doc Wallach from criticalhealthnews.com, where we will take your calls this hour, the interactive portion of the program. Doc, of everything that you've done in your career, what would be for you the most satisfying that has occurred?
Oh, my gosh, there's so many things, literally thousands of things. But most recently, I discovered why the Great Barrier Reef is dying and why they can't put the fires out in Australia.
Really? Why?
Mm-hmm. Okay, have you ever heard of dams, you know, damming up the rivers?
Yes.
Well, what tends to pile up behind the dams?
Brush and wood and things like that.
Well, silt. It's the mud, the silt,
yeah,
from the runoff from the mountains and the volcanoes and stuff. Well, the silt is the minerals that would feed the algae, and the algae is the food for the reefs. Well, you dam up all the rivers for electricity and water conservation and irrigation.
And no food.
No food for the algae. Now, the algae are still alive, kind of like you and I could live without vitamin D3, but we'd be miserable, but we could still live without it. So the algae can live without a lot of these nutrients. They do require 20 of them. What if they only get 12? Or what if they get low amounts of the 20? They cannot convert. Now, here's the secret. In fact, I was a featured speaker, and this is published in the Tesla Tech magazine for the fourth quarter of 2019, October, November, December of 2019. It's called Prescription for Mother Earth. What happens is, because the algae are getting malnutrition, they cannot convert carbon dioxide gas into carbon chains, which they use for amino acids and sugar and carbohydrates and fats and stuff like that and fiber and so on. And then the reef polyps eat them, and they get their nutrients, and the reef's happy. Well, you cut off the minerals by damming up the rivers. And in just Queensland, in the northeast coast of Australia, the Great Barrier Reef hugs that. And they have something like 173 major dams just in Queensland alone, eight of which are hydroelectrics. They have 8,000 small dams, 2 million farm dams for water conservation and irrigation, cut off the complete food supply to the algae that the reef eats. Now, that started 35 years ago. The reef began to struggle. 10 years ago, Papua New Guinea was angry because everybody else is getting hydroelectric and getting factories and all the arters, so they dammed up all of their rivers to get hydroelectric, cut off the food supply to the northern end and the eastern end of the Great Barrier Reef. Guess what, George? No more Great Barrier Reef.
No more. They die.
Now, here's the scariest part. Now, because the carbon dioxide is going up, because there's no way to consume it now, right? The algae can't consume it anymore because they don't have enough nutrition to consume it. And so the carbon dioxide is going up. Now, have you ever heard of a dry lightning?
Mm-hmm.
Have you ever heard of fire tornadoes?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Well, this is caused by auto combustion of the carbon dioxide in the air. The carbon level in the air is so high now, it is burning like gasoline and coal.
In the air.
In the air. That's why they can't put the fire out in Australia. That's why 1 billion animals have died. That's why 2,000 houses have burned. There's been 6 months, and they can't put a little forest fire out. That's because it's the atmosphere that's burning.
It's like a bomb in the atmosphere.
That's correct. Because, and see, we need to convert two things. Number one, we've actually patented augers. We're going to start augering the silt from behind the dams to feed the algae, so they're going to consume the carbon dioxide now. And also, we're going to convert the carbon dioxide into the air into fuel. It's like drilling wells for oil. We're going to convert the carbon dioxide in the air for marketable fuel. Okay, and I have the second paper for Tesla, which is they've been accepted. They accepted it, so I'm going to be the featured speaker at their annual meeting here in the United States again this year. It's called Reef because it tells this whole story in great detail. And then I'm already working on the third one. It's called Skyfire, because it's the sky. It's the atmosphere that's burning.
Fire in the sky.
that fire in the sky. That's why they cannot put the fire out, because it's not the wood that's burning. You can spray all the trees you want with water. It's the atmosphere that's burning.
That's amazing. Let's go to Tom has a text or tweet for you, Doc. What do you have, Tom?
Sure do. Daniel from South Carolina asks, will loading up on extra B12 help with neuropathy?
Not necessarily, because there's, you know, dozens of different types of neuropathy. One of the more common ones, of course, is the shrinking of the disc between your vertebrae. The vertebrae get closer together and smash the roots of the nerves. More common ones are like sciatica. In your middle and your lower back, the nerves are squeezed by the vertebrae getting closer together and cause burning and numbness and pain in your feet. You can also get osteoporosis of the skull causing neuropathy. You can lose your sense of smell. You know, that's the olfactory nerve. That's the nerve number one, cranial nerve number one. You can lose your vision and not have cataracts and glaucoma or even macular degeneration. What's going on there? Well, you haven't had a stroke, but the second cranial nerve, the optic nerve, is being squeezed by the skull. And then Bell's palsy, the seventh cranial nerve, the facial nerve gets squeezed, your face droops.
You lose control of your muscles in your face with that, don't
you? That's correct. You got it.
Gosh.
And then, of course, the spinal cord coming out of the foramen magnum, the big hole in the back of your skull, when it gets squeezed, you get what's called Erb's palsy when you're a kid. They get sort of like Guillain-Barré syndrome. They get paralyzed from the neck down because the spinal cord is being squeezed as it's coming out of the skull. And then, as you're a little bit older, you get Erb's palsy or Wallach palsy, they're naming it now, because the spinal cord gets squeezed. You get quadriplegic. Everything goes. And you can also get numbness in your hands and tingling and numbness in your hands. Your doctor says, oh, you have carpal tunnel syndrome. No. The spinal cord is being squeezed as it's coming out of the skull, and also you're getting degenerative disc disease in the neck.
Okay. All right. Let's go to Mike, truck driving in Louisiana. Michael, go ahead. Welcome to the show.
Hello, George.
Hi, Mike.
Hello, Doc.
Yes, sir. How can we help you?
Well, I don't want to take up too much of your time. I just want to kind of give you a testimony here. My wife and I have been Youngevity distributors for 7 years now. And actually, I met you last summer at a little picnic there in Garland, Texas.
Okay.
And I just wanted to let everybody know that your program works. It's very easy. You pick out a healthy bone and joint pack that suits you, and the secret sauce will come later on when you get yourself healthy. You can figure out what else that you might need. Also, I brought a lady from church with me to the picnic, and I just wanted to let you know that she's doing much better. She was having dizzy spells and had to walk with a cane, and she's much, much better now since we...
Thank you. Yeah, her prayer was answered because she's doing, you know, if you're a faithful religious person... the Old Testament says, and God put his hand in the earth, came up with a handful of dust, and made man in his own image. Well, is God going to make himself a guy with arthritis and high blood pressure and diabetes and all that kind of stuff? No. And so if we're made in his image, we're taking his stuff, which are the 90 essential nutrients, our stem cells are happy, and we can live to be 120 as we've been given. Thank you so much for the testimony.
Isn't it amazing, Doc, that this planet, once you find it, has almost every cure for every ailment?
You got it. And, of course, there's some places on Earth where they have everything perfect in the soil. They're 165 to 180, George. They're out in the tea plantations picking and harvesting tea by hand at 180 years old.
Who's 180 years old?
These are people, okay? They live between Pakistan and China, okay, in the Giltar Glacier area. Okay, and these are people called the Hunzes.
The Hunzes? And you're saying they're 180 years old?
Yeah, or older, but I mean, they're out there working physically in the plantations. I actually have pictures of them in my book, Rare Earths Forbidden Cures.
They got to be the oldest living world people.
That is correct. They're in the top 20. And now, here's the interesting thing.
How come they don't report on this? This is a huge story.
Well, I know. That's why my book, Rare Earths Forbidden Cures, is a best-selling book, because it goes into all the stories of all these long-lived cultures 19 of the top 20, George, are third world cultures. They don't have doctors. They don't have health insurance. They don't have pharmacy. They don't have hospitals yet. They have 40 times as 100 olds as we Americans do. They have 100 old per 250 of their population, George. We only have one per 10,000. That's because they're getting all these nutrients. And so we have manufactured many of our secret sauces for all these diseases based on what they're doing. And this is all in this book, Rare Earth Forbidden Cures. It's a bestseller. We sell thousands of them every month because people want to know, what is it these long-lived people are doing, okay? And you can't get it from an apple here doesn't have what their apples have in it because it's in their soil. Now, when you and I were kids, our grandma used to put wood ashes from the wood stove into the garden. Well, wood ashes were minerals.
When you were kids, there were horses and buggies.
That's exactly right. Now, when they switched over to electricity, there's no more wood ashes. No more wood ashes go in the garden. They just give tree nutrients because in fertilizer, because that's all the plants need to make good seeds for the next generation and grow maximum for the farmers. Why would he put 90 in the soil and run his cost up when he can get away with putting in 3? And so now we're responsible for taking the 90 because they're not in our food anymore, and especially if you don't live in those places where they're there naturally. Now, what happens is these places are always places where there's glaciers grinding up rocks that have these nutrients in them, and it comes out and they irrigate and they drink and cook and eat with these high mineral water. And so we actually acquired a location that had the high mineral-rich water in it, that people live 10, 12 years longer than we do. It's called Iceland. So you can actually, one of our 5,000 products, George, is our Icelandic water, which has all these minerals in it from the glaciers.
I love that. Alice in Tennessee, welcome to the program. Alice, you're on with Doc Wallach.
Yes, hello.
Hi.
Dr. Wallach. And okay, I was diagnosed with a hypothyroid problem, and I've been taking Armour, which is a prescription, and I don't like that because it places me into a long sleep mode. And I don't have no energy. I just want to sleep.
Zombie-like.
I don't want to eat, but it keeps my weight down, but
okay.
It doesn't
How much do you weigh?
I can't function hardly.
How much do you weigh, Alice?
So what do I do?
Alice, how much do you weigh?
Well, at this time, I weigh approximately around 155 pounds, and I'm 5'1".
Okay. Go ahead, Doc.
You should weigh about 100 pounds at 5'1", so you might want to lose 45 or so pounds.
And I don't know how to do it.
Well, I'm going to tell you. Get your pen and paper out. And everybody out there listening to George's show, you listen up here because they're going to learn. You need to get rid of all the bad foods that cause inflammation, fried foods, processed meats, oils, glutens, wheat, brown oats, and sugar. Okay, but also, because you have a hyperthyroid, your thyroid is going crazy, you need what's called a diet that's free of cruciferous vegetables. No cabbage, broccoli, Brussels sprouts, or kale, because they also cause your thyroid gland to run crazy. No cruciferous vegetables. Then, in addition to what we call the Healthy Brain and Heart Pack and your body weight, I just go with one of those, one Healthy Brain and Heart Pack, a half a dose of everything twice a day. And then I would throw in what we call Ocean's Gold. This is a secret sauce that's made specifically to make the thyroid gland happy without making you drowsy, okay? And I'd go ahead and get 2 bottles of that, so you can take 3 twice a day of our Ocean's Gold, all right? And stay away from those cruciferous vegetables, and you're going to be a new woman.
Well, that will help. Good luck, Allison. Again, you can call this number, 1-855-949-7234. CriticalHealthNews.com is the website. Go to it often. There are free videos there. You can also email Doc or Ben Fuchs through that website as well if you have any additional questions and things like that. Next up, let's go to Jeff in British Columbia, Canada. Welcome to the program. Hi, Jeffrey. Go ahead.
Hi. I got a question. My brother just died.
Oh, I'm sorry to hear that.
And he was like taking this drug, and I found it in his medicine cabinet, and it's called Florinef.
Florinef.
Do you know what he was taking it for? What was his health problem?
He had something wrong with his adrenal glands.
Okay.
And
how old
like
was he?
He's taking this drug, Florinef, and it's also fluorocortisone.
How old was he when he died, Jeffrey?
He was 75.
75.
Okay.
Yeah. Well, actually, it would have been his birthday today.
Oh, geez.
Okay. Now, did he have any other issues other than the adrenal problems, you know? Did he have high blood pressure, diabetes, arthritis, heart disease?
He had really low blood pressure is what he had. That's how they diagnosed him.
Did you say low blood pressure?
Yeah, he had really low blood pressure.
Did they say what he died of? Was there any autopsy or anything like that?
No, they don't do autopsies in Canada.
Oh, they don't? Didn't know that.
No, they don't. They don't because it's too expensive.
Okay.
And because he was 75, I guess they don't do autopsies on him.
Okay, well, here's the deal. Even if he had an adrenal problem, it's not a genetic thing, so you don't have to worry about specifically adrenal problem that he had.
And it's hard to determine if the prescription drugs had anything to do with it.
That is correct, because we don't know because it wasn't an autopsy done. So, do you have any health challenges here, Jeffrey?
Do I have any?
Yeah.
I have to take a drug for my thyroid.
Because you have low thyroid or hyperthyroid?
Low, okay. Hypothyroid.
Okay, well, again, you want to stay away from all the bad foods, fried foods, processed meats, oils, glutens, wheat, barley, rye, and oats, no sugar. And you want to stay away from cruciferous vegetables, no cabbage, broccoli, cauliflower, Brussels sprouts, and kale. They interfere with thyroid function. Guy your size, you want to take two healthy brain and heart packs. That's our biggest hammer in our toolbox, the healthy brain and heart pack. You want to take two of those a month so you can take a full dose of everything at breakfast, full dose of everything at dinner. I would also get two bottles a month of the Ocean's Gold, so you can take three of those twice a day. And we also have what we call de-stress capsules. You know, if you're worried about your adrenal glands, I go ahead and get a couple of bottles of the de-stress capsule. You can take three of those twice a day. Be sure you're going to eat three eggs three times a day with soft yolks. You want soft yolks, soft boiled soft yolks, soft poached soft yolks, soft scrambled in butter. And it'll make your adrenal glands happy because 95% of the adrenal gland hormone is made from cholesterol. Testosterone is 95% cholesterol. Your brain white matter, the myelin of the brain, is 95% cholesterol. And so you need those eggs. And let's kind of go that direction. And, you know, give us a call and let George know. You're going to be a great testimony. You're going to help a lot of people with your
interesting
story.
Interesting. Sure is. Email in from Chuck. He says, Doc, I've got a high PSA level for my prostate. What happens?
Okay. Well,
he doesn't have any numbers here.
Yeah, that's all right. Basically, the prostate needs all 90 essential nutrients also. So we have secret sauces to deal with that. So take the Healthy Brain and Heart Pack, one per 100 pounds of body weight, the big hammer out of the toolbox. And then we have what we call ProstFX, ProstFX, which is a bunch of herbs that actually support prostate function. You can go ahead and take three of those twice a day. And then also we have what we call XeraTest, XeraTest, T-E-S, short for testosterone. And he wants to take three of those twice a day. That's two bottles a month. And that's going, and of course, he's got to eat the eggs, three of those three times a day, soft yolks. And that's going to give him everything he needs to make enough testosterone, make his prostate happy.
Okay, get those levels down, I guess.
That's right.
All right, stay with us. We're going to come back. Final segment just ahead with Doc Wallach, criticalhealthnews.com. Let's go for the last push and slam that website. And again, don't forget to download the free apps for your smartphone at criticalhealthnews.com in your app store. And, of course, they are free. And the toll-free number to call for help and assistance, 1-855-949-7234, 1-855-949-RADIO. George Norrie with you with Doc Wallach from criticalhealthnews.com. Back with your final calls. Next hour, UFO sightings by astronauts and the latest developments in UFOs as we go live to the United Kingdom to talk with Richard Lawrence, author of Contact with the Gods from Space. Looking forward to that. And welcome back to Coast, George Norrie with you with Doc Wallach. Our final segment again, the website to go to, criticalhealthnews.com. And the toll-free number is 1-855-949-RADIO, 1-855-949-7234. In 3 weeks, Ben Fuchs, pharmacist Ben Fuchs, joins us, and then Doc joins us 3 weeks after that. And you two make a pretty good team, Doc.
Well, pharmacist Ben is really great. We've been working together, gosh, for over 20 years, and I just really am impressed. Here's a guy who's trained in formal medicine, formal pharmaceuticals, and yet he realizes the benefit of the natural approach compared to pharmaceuticals. And so here's a guy, I wouldn't call him a traitor, to the pharmaceutical industry, but he has graduated to the next level, and he's really, really, really proactive and very good at it.
He is good at it, and like you, he's honest to the day, and you know, he just says it the way he feels. He doesn't sugarcoat anything. Next up, let's go to Perry in Lompoc, California. Welcome to the show. Hi, Pear.
Thank you so much.
You're quite welcome.
Blood pressure, natural, how to quit smoking. But I have one question about my cat.
Your cat, okay. Well, the doc can help you. He's a great vet.
Yeah, he's a Russian blue. But, you know, on the side of him, you know, above the belly, you know, like on the side, his hair has gotten so short. And mm-hmm. I don't know what to do to, you know, give him a supplement.
Okay, how old's the cat?
He's going on 8.
Okay, and how much does he weigh?
Oh, gosh, he's about a good 12 pounds.
Okay, and is he being fed dry cat food or canned food?
We give him dry and then sometimes canned.
Okay, well, here's what you got to do. Get him off the dried cat food because the odds are it's got gluten in it, wheat, barley, rye, or oats. There are no such thing as gluten-free oats. And he won't be able to absorb any nutrients they might put in the cat food or we give him as a supplement. And so it's imperative he gets on a canned cat food that has no gluten. It's got to say gluten-free on it. There is no such thing as gluten-free oats, so if they say there's oats in it, and it's gluten-free, no, the gluten in oats is called gliadin, but it's still gluten. So you got to get them off the dry food. And at 18 pounds, I'd give them one scoop of the Arthrodex per day because it's one scoop for 20 pounds, and that gives them the vitamins and minerals. But he needs the EFAs. I'd give him two EFAs in the morning and two EFA pluses in the evening, which is made from fish oil. He'll love that. You can puncture those little soft gel capsules and either squeeze them, you know, hug them and love them and squeeze them in his mouth, and he'll just lick it because they love the taste of that fish oil. And that's the direction you need to go, okay? And you said you had high blood pressure?
How high is your blood pressure, Perry?
How to quit smoking.
Okay, you have hives and high blood pressure?
No. How to quit smoking and high blood pressure.
How to quit smoking.
Yeah.
Just stop.
Okay, so what you got? How much do you weigh?
About 175 pounds.
135 pounds. Okay, so got to get rid of all the bad foods so you can absorb the nutrients. Absolutely no fried foods, no processed meats, no oils, olive oil, coconut oil, MCT oils, canola oil, soy oil, every kind of sunflower seed oil, all the oil you can think of, no oils, no gluten, no wheat, no barley, rye, or oats, and then no sugar. And then, again, one healthy brain and heart pack per month. I'd get an extra bottle of our selenium, so you can take three of those twice a day. I would also get a hold of the Ultimate Daily Classic tablets. Get two bottles of those a month. Take three at breakfast, three at dinner time. They will support healthy blood pressure. They will also support healthy blood flow through blocked arteries. And so it's imperative, if you want your arteries to heal, okay, you want to and make things happy for your heart and your brain and your liver and your kidneys and everything, you want to make sure that you're getting rid of the bad stuff. And it wouldn't hurt to throw in the Immortalium, a couple of those, two or three of those twice a day, two bottles a month, and heal your arteries, heal your kidneys, heal your liver, and heal your blood vessels. And, of course, the Ultimate Daily Classic tablets, three of those twice a day. It'll support healthy blood pressure and healthy blood flow through blocked arteries.
All right. And, Perry, call that number for assistance because they're taking notes, unless you did, 1-855-949-7234. What does selenium do for you, Doc?
Okay, well, selenium is an essential nutrient. It's a mineral. It's an anti-inflammatory. It supports your immune system. It prevents cancer. When you have cancer, it's going to be one of your best friends, so you want to take lots of it if you're diagnosed with cancer. But also, it's required for the physiological function of the liver. For instance, the liver does 40 different things, and it requires a lot of selenium to make that happen. Also, your heart requires a lot of selenium. There's actually a sudden heart death called hypertrophic cardiomyopathy heart disease. And I've done 1,700 autopsies in kids under the age of 10 that have died from that, published in three languages. The English one is Journal of Trace Element Research, so people don't, well, like you didn't do 1,700 autopsies in kids under the age of 10. Yes, I did. It's published in the English version of Journal of Trace Element Research, and the other two versions are in Mandarin and Cantonese in China, where I did this study. And this is the thing that causes sudden heart death in young athletes, is this selenium deficiency. Now, here is one of the most beautiful stories, George. I'm glad you asked me about the selenium. You've heard of sudden infant death syndrome or crib death, right?
Oh, sure.
Well, we've been after the government for, gosh, 25 years dealing with that because we knew the cause was a heart attack from a deficiency of the selenium. And, of course, everybody believed the mothers were laying on the babies, but only 2% of the babies that died of crib death were in bed with their mother when they died. Okay? None of them suffocated. That was all nonsense. Every one of these babies that die of crib death, sudden infant death syndrome, die of a selenium deficiency. It's his heart disease, a sudden heart attack.
Jeez.
But a baby's 3 months old, he's crying, and you rock him to sleep. He can't say, well, I've got chest pain, take me to the emergency room. He's only 3 months old.
Right.
So, finally, we got a award, okay, we had a ruling in our behalf, April 16, 2013, in federal court in Indiana, which forced the manufacturers of baby formula to put the selenium in baby formula. Now, here's what happened 3 months later, George. The Charlotte Observer, which is a big newspaper in Charlotte, North Carolina, kind of like New York Times.
Yeah,
New York.
Oh, it's huge.
Yeah, it's huge. Front page story. I mean, the letters were so bold and so big, it's kind of like Third World War started, right? Big, huge front page story. Said, we don't know why, but sudden infant death syndrome has vanished in the state of North Carolina. 3 months later, the St. Louis Post-Dispatch said the same thing in Missouri. 3 months later, every state came out and said, we don't know why, but the rate of sudden infant death syndrome has dropped 85 to 95% in our state. That's because that selenium was put in baby formula, and that's
dramatic.
What longevity does.
That is dramatic. Final text and tweet from Tom. What do you have, Tommy?
Well, Sheila in North Hollywood, California, wants to know if drinking water will help to neutralize the effects of eating too much sugar.
Drinking water will neutralize the effects of too much sugar. I've never heard of that, Doc. I don't think so.
Yeah, no, it won't. Because sugar requires a lot of nutrients for your body to cope with it, okay, to burn it properly, but also to get enough insulin, proper amount of insulin, to work properly, you need these nutrients. Of course, we have what we call the Healthy Blood Sugar Pack, which is the Healthy Start Pack, or basic core formula, with the secret sauce, and it deals with narcolepsy, reactive hypoglycemia, type 2 diabetes. We take people, George, who've been brittle diabetics for 30 years, and in 30 days their doctor says, we don't know why, but you're not a type 2 diabetic anymore. Stop your medication. We do this thousands of times a month all over the world.
A month?
Yeah, that's because amazing. Type 2 diabetes is a simple nutritional deficiency. It's not a genetic disease, but you have to stay away from the bad stuff, including sugar, so you can absorb the nutrients. It never fails. It never fails.
Gary in the state of Washington. Hey, Gary, go ahead.
Hey, happy birthday, Doc and George.
Thank you.
I got a autoimmune system that scratched the back of my eyeballs.
Oh, geez.
Okay, and so what's it doing to your eyeballs? You have macular degeneration, you're losing your vision. What's going on?
He is legally blind.
Legally blind, Doc.
Okay, now, I actually had a wager with an eye doctor, medical doctor. He gave me 27 patients that he had picked out that were legally blind, 6, 8, 10 years with macular degeneration, okay? And we gave them the Healthy Brain and Heart Packs. We gave them the extra selenium. We gave them our Ocutive. We got them off all the bad foods, the fried foods, processed meats, oils, and glutens. We brought around oats.
And they listened to you, right?
They did it, yeah, because the doctor was paying for the supplements. He said he'd pay for the supplements if they got better. This was a wager. Okay, and he would buy me a steak dinner at Ruth Chris's steakhouse.
And, of course, he did not believe you could do this.
That's right. Well, he called me a liar, a GD liar, in a public meeting with 1,000 people. Okay, so he said he would also apologize in public, okay, and he'd buy me a nice bottle of red wine. Okay, well, guess what? In 90 days, his 27 patients he picked out, so he couldn't argue about the diagnosis.
Yeah, he picked them out.
He picked them. It was his patients. They were legally blind for anywhere from 6 to 8 years, 27 of them. On this program I just laid out, guess what, George? 25 in 90 days could read 20/20.
Jeez.
Two more weeks for the other two. He bought me the steak dinner. He got me the bottle of wine, and he actually
he did a video
apologized
for you
in public.
And he also did some kind of video testimony for me.
It's actually a DVD.
My gosh. So what do we recommend here for Gary?
Okay. Did we know how much Gary weighs?
Gary, how much do you weigh, sir?
132.
Well, that's okay, not bad, 132.
Okay, one healthy brain and heart pack. I'd get another bottle of Selenium, so you can take three of those twice a day. One bottle of Selenium comes with a healthy brain and heart pack. He needs two bottles of Ocutive, so he can take one of those twice a day. He needs the Vision FX, three of those twice a day. None of the fried foods, no processed meats, no oils, no glutens, no wheat, butter, rye, and oats. I'd also throw in the BTT 2.0 tablets. Take three of those twice a day as an antioxidant. And then call us every couple of weeks, because in 90 days, if you just have simple macular degeneration, and that is the cause of your blindness, the odds are you will be able to have a better vision, or maybe even complete perfect vision. Certainly, you're going to get better. And even if you have things like if you have glaucoma, you can throw in the Ultimate Daily Classic tablets. And if you have cataracts, again, in the earliest of stages, cataracts are reversible. There is a point at which you're going to need the surgery. But if it's macular degeneration, that is, commonly reversible, even if you've been legally blind 6, 8, 10 years.
And, Gary, call this toll-free number, too, 1-855-949-7234, 1-855-949-RADIO. Just remember that. And, of course, the website, criticalhealthnews.com, where you can get great information. And I guess you can get your supplements off the website, too, Doc, can't you?
Yeah, and, of course, the beauty of it is, if you become a preferred customer charge, you get the wholesale prices. And if they get on auto ship, which means, God, I forgot to order this month, I'm 3 weeks behind. You get on auto ship, so it shows up just a couple of days before you run out. I will pay the shipping, so they'll save on shipping. And if they get two or three of their family using the products, or somebody in their church has these problems, or their workplace, I'll send them a bonus check on top of that, and theirs will be free.
Yeah, good take. Now, it's getting late. Jonathan in Seattle, let's get you in here. John, go ahead.
George, long-time listener, first-time caller. I don't know how I got on the loud line. Doc, happy birthday. The reason why I'm calling
is because
2016, I had my gallbladder removed, and recently I just had my actual appendix removed and been diagnosed with non-alcoholic fatty liver disease.
Okay.
And I'm trying to figure out on how to fight it correctly.
A couple minutes left, Doc. Go ahead.
Okay, you have a gluten problem. Okay, so you need to get rid of all the fried foods, processed meats, oils, and glutens, no wheat, butter, rye, and oats. Gallbladder pain, that's where you really have the most gluten problem there. That's where the ascending colon takes a 90-degree left turn and becomes a transverse colon. And doctors always take out your gallbladder when it's really colitis or Crohn's disease, okay? So, no gluten, no wheat, butter, rye, oats, dog food, cat food, spouse, partner, roommate, everybody in the household's got to be drop-dead obsessively gluten-free, and you can only go to restaurants that have gluten-free menus and that kind of stuff. If you're going to drink beer, it's got to be Japanese or Chinese beer made from rice, okay? And then you take one healthy brain and heart pack per 100 pounds of body weight, okay, and then you throw in the ultimate enzymes, which we call the gallbladder in a bottle, because it does have all the bile in it your gallbladder would store in it. And so you take two or three of those, say 2 minutes before each meal with a couple ounces of water, and it will replace your gallbladder. And if you have blood pressure issues, throw in the Ultimate Daily Classic tablets, three of those twice a day, and then call us every couple of weeks, because you are going to be a great testimony. But you got to give up the gluten forever. You got to be obsessively gluten-free. That is the basic root cause of your problem.
You hate gluten, don't you, Doc?
Gluten kills more Americans than all the communists ever did combined, as long as there's been communists.
Well, I got to tell you, I did a little search, and that Hunza group of tribes people, they've got them up to 145 for sure.
Well, that's their average.
That's their average age.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
They don't believe it in some cases.
See, I'm glad you.
How do you know?
Trust me. You look it up. I'm glad you did.
But how do you know that a tribesperson, because they can't write, how do you know that they're 145? What if they're off by 50 years on their birthday?
No, see, people, these researchers.
It's not like a tree where they have rings around them, right?
Well, they actually record it. They so and so knows so and so who knows so and so, and their baby was born at such and such a year and all so forth, and they've written it on the rocks and all that kind of thing. So they do have it recorded. okay? They don't have government offices that record those things, but the families record it. And so, and there's researchers who go up there, and they will live there for years because they can't believe this stuff. And all the details are in the book, Rare Earths Have Been Cured. Everybody who's interested in longevity, of course, we have the product, Immortality, Immortalium, okay?
My favorite.
Yeah, that's our stem cell stuff, our Immortalium. And, of course, we have the book called Immortality, and we have a CD called Immortality Forever Young. Need to read that stuff? Take the 90 essential nutrients, throw in the Immortalium, and you will add 25 to 50 healthful years to your life.
Super. Doc, we'll talk to you in about 6 weeks. Ben Fuchs in three. Doc Wallach, criticalhealthnews.com, 1-855-949-7234. Up next, astronauts and UFOs.